Go to eroticalust.com and click on free books and download my free ebook, 10 Erotic Short Stories, Volume 1. Now let's get to the story. There was that one time I had to try anal sex, by Goran Radanovich. Troy was like an out of control animal when he rode me from behind. I couldn't get enough, and he wouldn't stop. Our great sex life was one of the reasons that we had managed to stay together for 2 years, which was my longest relationship. He had a wild side that I admired, and he loved that I was open-minded in bed. He asked me several times if I wanted to try anal sex, but I remained silent. I did, but I wanted to tell him when I was ready. I loved that our apartment was big because space had been important to me. That's why we always kept the bedroom door open when we had sex. Feeling claustrophobic was a major turnoff for me. Dad called me and asked if I'd visit him and Mom the coming weekend for her birthday. I hadn't seen her for months, so we drove for 8 hours since all of the flights were booked. We stopped twice at a secluded spot and had sex. Troy had bent me over the bonnet and gave me doggy style like a champion. Gran, my 18-year-old brother Stan, and 3 cousins were at the house when we arrived. They said that Dad had taken Mom out for lunch so that they could fill me in about the details of the surprise party. I needed to unpack and lie down for an hour before I could absorb information. The only thing I didn't like about the visit was that our room was right next to the lounge. "Let me carry your bag to the room," said Stan. I looked at him in askance since he had pranked me several times when I stayed at home. The last prank was the worst because he filled my shampoo bottle with the strongest glue known to man. When I rubbed it into my hair, my hands glued to my head. Mom had to trim the hair below my hands. "What are you up to?" I asked. "You've never carried my bag before. Why would you want to do it now?" "I haven't seen you in a while. It's something nice to do for my sister," he said and grabbed the luggage bag handle. "No, it's fine. I'll get it." "No problem. Suit yourself." I grabbed the handle and grimaced. When I looked at my hand, it was covered with a sticky substance. Stan had rubbed it into the handle when he grabbed it. He laughed as I chased him to his room and then locked the door after he got away from me. After washing my hands, I went to my bedroom. Troy was sitting on the corner of the bed. I sat on his lap and wrapped my legs around him before telling him that I wanted to have sex. He held me and stood up, then walked to the door to close it. "No, you know I don't like it when the door is closed." "Well, we can't have sex with the door open." I sighed. "Let's do it in the shower after my nap." I woke up and saw Troy fidgeting through the luggage bag, looking for his favorite shirt. I thought I was obsessed with my appearance, but he was on another level. When he bent over, I got out of bed and spanked his ass. He ignored me and carried on rummaging through the bag. There was no way that I would let him ignore me when I was horny. I ran my hand up his back and squeezed his shoulder. When that failed to get his attention, I sat on the floor in front of him, opened my legs, and rubbed my pussy over my G-string. "I can't believe I..." The rest of Troy's sentence evaporated when he looked up from the bag and saw me. He raised his eyebrows and smiled, watching my hand circle my pussy. I smiled and licked my lips. He got on his knees and leaned his head towards my pussy, and I reclined on the floor and told him to pull off my G-string. He grabbed it, but a knock on the door interrupted him. "What do you want, you little brat?" I asked Stan. He pressed his fist against his mouth as he chuckled. "Sorry, didn't know that you two were busy." "Well, we are, so get lost." I just wanted to tell you that all of us are going across the road to get something to eat since Mom hasn't made any food. I can bring you and Troy Chinese if you want. Fine, whatever. Just get lost. There was silence after the front door closed. I leaped onto the bed and got on all fours before looking over my shoulder. I want to try anal sex, I said. Are you serious? Stick it in my ass before I change my mind. Troy applied the lubricant, then teased me by tapping his dick above my anus. I took a deep breath before he stuck the head in. My eyelids and jaw dropped as I screamed. Do you want me to stop? He asked. No, stick it in deeper. I grimaced as he pushed his boner inside my ass. Oh God, that hurts, but I want it. My screaming got louder when he thrust. Troy spanked my ass before increasing the pace, and I craned my head up with eyes closed and screamed. He stopped. Why are you stopping? Carry on. I swear I heard the front door, he said. Nobody's here, just carry on. We were silent for 5 seconds before Troy resumed the thrusting. I screamed as his big dick stretched my ass, but the pain turned me on more. I'm gonna come, he said. Don't you dare. I can't help it, he said before pulling out his dick and spraying his semen on my back. Come lick the scum off my dick. Your dick was just in my ass. So, you said you'd do anything for me. I got on my knees and licked the remnants of his tip, then flinched my head towards the door. Did you hear that? I asked. You heard it as well. We got dressed before I walked out of the room first. I stopped walking and felt my cheeks flush. Mom? Dad? What are you doing here? Gran and my cousins were on their hands and knees behind the couch. Stan popped his head up from behind the sofa and laughed. Mom looked at the floor when Dad asked, Chanel, how are you, sweetie? I brought your mother home for the surprise party. Weren't you filled in? My lips tightened and my eyebrows lowered when I looked at Stan. What did you do, you pest? I was going to tell you that Dad was on his way with Mom, but when I saw you and Troy, I knew the opportunity was golden. So I made up the story about the food and closed the front door to make you think that we had left. We were quiet because we were hiding. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this story, you're going to love my new novel, My Wife and Girlfriend. It's available on eroticalust.com. Just click on shop and you'll see all of my books there. Also available in all major retailers. While you're there, check out my awesome t-shirts, such as the I'm Kinky t-shirt, Opposites Attract t-shirt, and long sleeve. All available on eroticalust.com.